Dusty was also the guy who I told you that he used to shit differently, and then we would all go watch him shit. Like then the last time we did it, he was holding himself up on top of the stalls with his hands,
like a gymnast.
Yeah, and his body in like the shape of an L. Like so, his legs were straight out, holding himself up like this.
A pike or something like that.
What yeah, it's and a pike when you raise your legs.
And he was like, his pants were off, so he's wearing just the top half of like a Catholic school uniform, like just like a sweater vest and a white button down.
That'd be great if his pants were still on but unbuttoned at his ankles, and he was like balancing them. His belt was dangling.
Dude, I just remember so vividly the effort he was making, because that's hard to hold yourself up.
You kidding me?
Oh, so his face was like dark. There was nothing funny to this.
No.
For him. There was nothing funny. He was very serious. Just like a tiny turd fell out. And there was like 15 dudes in the bathroom. They're like, oh. Our math teacher came in and was like, what the hell's going on? And Dusty was up there. Like,
What's he up to now?
He's home, chilling.
He's the fucking man,
back
dude.
In Canucksburg, balling out.
That's what's up, man.
But yeah, I remember that he farted and I got suspended, and then I went out in the hallway and cried.
And it was like, all fun and games.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, dude. I was a little old to be crying too.
Yeah.
It was like 6th, 7th grade to be crying at school.
Yeah, well, that was a great injustice.
And like people were walking by. I remember students walking by and seeing me crying, and I was like, fuck. Fuck. And then I was also just like trying to explain to the teacher, like, you have no idea what this is going to. Like, I'm going to get fucked up for this.
Yeah.
Like, you just are writing down my name on a piece of paper that is just an ass whooping.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. And that was the time I went home, showed my dad. He was mowing the lawn, and I just held up a pink slip. And he just let go of the mower and was like, get upstairs. I went up to my room, and I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then I heard him slapping the belt on the way up the steps. And no. I was like, fuck, Dad, no.
Did you explain to him his circumstances?
Didn't even have to. There was no time, dude.
Oh, no.
There was no time.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like that's also my parents' attitude, was like, they don't want to be involved in school.
Get up on that.
Yeah. They don't want to be involved. So it's like even, yeah.
You got to hear that your kid's a punk.
Yeah, well, it's undisciplined discipline from your parents.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. They're like, dude, why did the teacher call me? And they're going to kick your fucking ass. As if you're going to be like, oh, dude, yeah. Should have kicked my ass. Now I'll be so good in school.
Well, I did fear the fuck out of a pink slip.
Yeah.
It does work.
So did I, but I still got them all the time.
I got them all the time, too.
Dude, if I came home with the pink slip, it was on site.
Yeah, it was on site.
My dad would see me. It was on site.
Didn't ask why. Just immediately. Just a punch. Usually it was just like a quick punch to like the chest or the arm or something.
Yeah.
Nothing too serious. But on this occasion, the belt.
Serious.
But he wasn't that serious with the belt.
He just scared. He rattled your cage.
It was just to scare me. He wouldn't hit me that hard.
Yeah. It's also terrifying.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
I'm fucking 12. Phil's jacked.
You're catching
Phil
the belt.
Phil was a big boy.
Especially if
this was the height of his power.
He's cracking
like 45.
He made a circle with the belt and he's cracking it on the
cracking
way up.
It on the way up the
steps.
That
alone is terrifying.
I made him laugh though when he did that. This is a corny story that sounds fake, but he was like, oh, you think you're funny? He's like, do you think you're funny? What are you going to do the rest of your life thinking you're funny? And I was like, I'll be a comedian. And he started laughing and he walked out. Pretty funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Should have gave you
but
the
no,
belt.
But no, the shame of like taking your shirt off and laying on the bed to get whipped in the back.
That's enough.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Wow. Did your mom ever kick your ass?
Yeah, she would like slap or like hit you or something. But
you ever call the tag team? I used to catch the tag team every now and again. Both parents would be like the fucking the naughty boys.
Dude, well, your dad would get tagged in the first swing from your mom. Your dad's tagging in.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's probably weird to watch. It's probably weird to watch your wife hit somebody. You know
sure.
I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. You gotta
it's probably
jump
like uncomfortable.
In.
So you're like, all right, I'll take it from here.
Yeah,
I don't want to see you hitting the kids.
Yeah, usually my mom would Herb McGee, but every now and again she would. If I did something that was jacked up enough, my mom would jump in, dude.
Yeah, and I had older sisters that would get fucking rocked.
Yeah, I've watched.
My mom would hit the sisters a lot more than me.
I've seen like teenage
not
girls,
like, not like hard, but yeah, like yeah. a slap.
I've
slap
seen
in
teenage
the face.
Girls get their ass kicked, and it's uncomfy, dude.
Bro,
it's just like
I saw my dad hit my one.
Wasn't my mom.
I should be ratting him out like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my mom wasn't my mom didn't jack up any teenage girls. Oh. I've been places where I've seen teenage girls getting beat by the parents, and it's just like, whoa,
yeah.
This is super uncomfortable.
They thrash about.
Yeah, it's just they don't take it well. The noises coming from it is like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dude is just like, whoa, stop. Dad, I'm fucking you. I'm sorry. See, then it's tough stuff.
My I'll tell the story. Fuck it. My sister was out. She stayed out, party night.
Really?
And she lied about where she was. And she even had her friend that she lied and said she was sleeping in her house, give her a ride back to my parents' house in the morning. And my dad was like, I'm going to give her one chance to tell the truth. Then he walked up to her and he was like, in the front yard. He was like, where were you? And she said her friend's house. And he punched her.
Where?
Just like in the chest?
Yeah. Not in the chest. I think in the belly. Popped her with a body shot. Yeah. Just on site, dude.
Oh my God. In the front yard.
She said she came up smiling, like walking up the driveway, like trying to hide. She was probably in her head like, fuck, why is he out here? Yeah, I mean, this is the same guy who punched his dog.
He showed a Popinski to right in the belly?
Right in the gut, dude. Dropped her.
Oh, my God.
And then walked back inside. Let her. Yeah, man.
That was back when you could punch your daughter in the stomach.
Yeah, this was, what, just a Saturday morning? And
yeah.
Were you watching
Saturday
cartoons?
Or Sunday morning.
Were you just out the window, just peeking out?
Yeah, dude. Wild.
Yeah, do you remember what your reaction was to that?
I think I laughed. I think there was no fear. Like when your siblings get hit, it's great.
Yeah,
it's not on me.
It's so fun to watch your your siblings getting beat up or like slapped. I remember watching my mom slap my other sister.
That's pretty.
It was great. It was really fun to watch.
Yeah.
One time, Jesus Christ! Now I'm going through these stories. I'm really. One of them got kicked. And
what kind
rolled.
Of kick are we talking?
She was already laying on the ground.
Like a pre-stunner? Okay, like a gangbang.
Yeah, like
initiation.
Kicked her on the side. No, not a stomp, like a kick to the side while she was laying down. And she rolled, like with the kick, like tried to roll away from it and rolled. It was during Christmas and rolled under the tree and the tree fell. Pretty great. With a kick, dude.
Oh, that's awesome. Kick from the maw?
Kick from the maw, I believe.
That's what's up.
I just remember the rolling underneath the Christmas tree and it falling with like all the ornaments and shit.
Oh my God.
My mom tried to hit me once and I was definitely.
You caught it and said, you
fucking
bitch.
I blocked it. And to this day, I feel bad about it.
Blocking it?
Yeah.
You parried her punch?
I literally just blocked it. And yeah, I don't know. She deserved to have that one.
Yeah, where were you going?
What were you doing?
Yeah, right across the face. I was just like being bad in school, and then like got mad at her about like investigating.
Like, don't worry about it, mom, you bitch.
What kind of scams were you up to?
It was just.
Oh wait, weren't you a bad boy?
Yeah, I wasn't very good.
Didn't you go through in college? Weren't you a dickhead too? Was you kind of a piece of shit?
Yeah. It was the whole way. It was a pretty.
What'd you do?
I just, like...
I think Okai has low-key been a piece of shit his whole life. Dude.
Dark past? You have a dark past?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What's up.
Well, it's not that dark. It's just, like, it's mostly just being... Like, just not focusing on school and just getting in trouble. I, like, tried to deal drugs for a little while.
That's what's up. What were you slanging?
Just lots of weed. Nice. Like, my brother had bought just like a bunch of weed in Vermont and like brought it down to give to me to sell. And I was walking around with just a bag of weed in school and all my friends were like, everywhere you went, it stunk. It was horrible. And then it was just like, there was a while where just like people would just like drive to my house and show up and I'd like walk out and
get you're obviously selling weed out of your parents' house.
And,
Who busted you?
My mom found it. My mom came into school, and I was like coming out of a class, and I had just like done really well on like a project or something.
That's what's up.
And I was like I was like in a good mood. I was like, holy shit, I got like a good grade on a thing. And I came out and I was all excited. My mom was there, and I was like, oh mom, I just got like an A on this thing. She was like, come home right now. Yeah, oh. And she had like I had stashed this shit in like a lamp, and she had found it.
Like, that was before, like, vacuum seal technology and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're
yeah, it was just in Ziploc bags.
She definitely smelled weed.
I don't know. I don't know how she... It was,
you
like,
think
in
she
the
just
basement.
Searched the fucking lamp? She was definitely down there and
no,
it smelled
she's
a
very,
ton of weed.
She's, like, she's one of those people who, like, very suspicious and will, like, investigate things. Like,
dude, your whole house...
No son of mine. No, I know. Son of mine,
but it would be, like... It would be, like...
How did you...
There'd be situations where I would, like...
You're out of the will, Christopher.
No.
The yacht will never be yours.
No, yeah. I wish... He would be so pissed if he heard this.
I know.
He was literally, like... I think the only time... My dad would just be, like, are you dumb? Is the problem you're dumb? Like he's like that's like the kind of
that's
thing.
A good question.
Yeah, it's funny how much you can see what different approaches to parenting does. Like my dad would just fuck me up. Chris's dad was actually like, oh, you're a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Is that what's wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and he would like, and to have someone like genuinely confused, he'd be like, you don't seem that stupid on the outside. But what's, you're clearly dumb. Like, everything you're doing is dumb.
He's right, though.
I know.
He's right, though.
I know, but that hurts.
Maybe your dad wasn't being mean. Maybe he was being like.
No, I know.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was peppering you with some, like, yeah, deep, yeah, he knew his insecurities.
He knew what he was doing. Well, he like, he, I think he came from a rough background. Like, his dad was not the coolest dude. And so he resolved to not hit anybody.
Yeah.
So he used everything else in the toolkit.
He used relational aggression against you.
Just like, yeah. Just,
what are you, a fucking idiot?
Yeah, yeah.
In Phil's defense also, the hits were never, it was just scare. It was just to scare you. Every once in a while,
shocking you.
Every once in a while, he'd pop you, and then he'd feel bad.
Yeah, they're not going to take you.
He'd accidentally pop you.
What is it called? DHS isn't coming for you.
No, no, no.
That'd be tight if they made you live in a foster house.
Yeah.
No, my dad kicked the shit out of me, kicked my ass. But it wasn't like a prolonged, like, boom, boom, boom. It was more or less like, it was just a coup de grace. It was like you would fucking come back with a slip, and it was just the guillotine. In the form of like a
size. Would you try to fight back? Would you try to give it to?
Absolutely. Nah, never.
Yeah, never.
Oh, because then you're in a real fight. You're getting fucking rocked.
Dude, it was a guillotine just in like a size 12 Wolverine work boot to the ass. He'd be like, turn around. I'm like, fuck. Wind up and just kick off. And be like, oh. I can still remember that feeling of like impact into my asshole with a boot. And it's just like a weird shock wave. And it's like, ugh. It's a bad feeling. Getting kicked in your asshole.
You remember getting spanked and trying to like run away while you were getting spanked?
No. I never tried to.
No. Like you'd be holding, like somebody would have you by the arm. You would try to like,
yeah.
You know, they'd be holding you and you'd.
I just remember.
On your
I think I just froze. Yeah, I think I just froze up. And
that
just
was
so, it and
with like, my oh. brother. With my brother. I remember that was like always like, I spent most of my childhood like. Full panic sprinting away from him. Like sprinting up the stairs, trying to like spin and lock a door as fast as I possibly
could. How long did you sell weed for?
Probably like a month.
That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
Got busted right away.
What'd you do with all the cash?
What?
What'd you do with all the cash? The feds take the cash too?
No. I had the money, but I had to I went in on it with another friend. I had to like give some, I gave like everything to him because we both lost a bunch of money.
What'd you guys buy? Like an ounce of weed?
I don't know how much. I think it was like a lot. I think it was like a couple ounces.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
You guys are holding a quap.
Yeah. We had like a lot. It was a lot.
That's what's up.
Yeah. We had spent like a lot of money.
Did you feel cool?
Yeah, I did.
You thought you were cool for a while?
Yeah, I thought I was.
So you just go out in the driveway and just slanging and like running back in?
Yeah, yeah. Funny. Or I'd like go for a walk. I'd go for a walk around the neighborhood and someone would just like drive up and I'd like give them stuff. Yeah.
Dude, that was probably so obvious to anyone.
It was horrible. I have none of the actual like business acumen or just talent to drug deal effectively. You know what I mean? I just bought the items and like engaged in the transactions.
You're like, I'm going to go give this to this guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny. I kept like a notebook.
You had a ledger.
Yeah. Which was also just like, yeah.
Were you fronting to people or are you COD?
No.
COD. You were COD?
Man. Yeah,
that's what's up. I thought you were chasing people around.
No.
Hunting people down.
No, but it was just, yeah. It was so stupid. I got suspended too, but I just blacked out at junior prom.
That's what's up.
Yeah, oh, I got to get one. My friend Weaver. I probably shouldn't say something. Whatever. It's not like this is that bad. This also shows you how shitty I was in high school. I stole lunch every day. We've discussed
for
this.
For sure.
Sick move. Stole lunch, school lunch. Every single day I stole lunch. Never paid for it.
So easy, dude.
It's easy. You just grab a tray and walk right out. Yeah. There was two cashiers, so I'd always act like I was getting condiments. And then like I was going to the other cashier and just walk.
I used to get a tray and hold all my food under my tray and then put like one thing on my tray and just check out. I put my money on my tray and be like, here you go. And they take it and put my change back on. I would just walk back to the thing.
Damn. But my friends would just sit there and watch every day because it was very funny because there was no skill involved. Like literally you just walk out, like look around, act like you're kind of like, just sit right down.
You just look confused and walk to your seat.
So my friend, he had that dirt on me, but... That'll come later in the story.
He knew you were a thief.
He knew I was a fucking big time thief.
Shit. Watch the door, thief rampant.
We had this thing called candygrams where like an anonymous note that you could send to somebody with a piece of candy and a note from a stranger. You could make it anonymous.
Like around Valentine's
Day. Yes, yeah. You could make it anonymous if you wanted or not. There was a kid who, now this nowadays is definitely frowned upon. My friend did this, not me. I would never do such a thing. There was definitely a gay kid, and he wrote a letter on behalf of the gay kid to one of our friends. He said the candygram was from him, sent it to one of our friends. It was on the teacher's desk. They intercepted it, brought both the gay kid and the other kid into the office. And were like,
beat them both.
Like, do either of you know what this is about? And the note was like, I want to fuck you. Like something like that. I'd like to kiss you.
That's such a funny abuse of the candygram system.
Yeah.
This will be nice. And someone just fucking bullies a gay kid.
Instantly, yeah. But both of them didn't know. Both of them legit didn't know who it was from.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I knew who did it.
You're the DOS.
So every single day when our disciplinarian, she was like a vice principal, would walk by and I was with my friend who did it, I would always be like, Joe wrote the candygram, and like hide. And she'd be like, what? And Joe would be like, nothing. And I did it for like 3 months and they still didn't know who did it. And then finally I did. I was like, Joe wrote the candygram. And she was like, is that true? And he was like, Shane steals lunch every day. And I was like, he's lying because he's desperate. He got suspended for like a week.
What?
Yeah, he got in like a ton of trouble.
How come you ratted him out?
It was so funny. It was so funny to literally tell on him. She didn't listen to me once. I told on him like every other day. Anytime she'd walk by, I'd be like, Joe did it. Like that.
Telling your friends on purpose is pretty
telling
funny.
Telling your friends on purpose is very funny. So funny. But then once he got in trouble,
did he was get he pretty beat mad when he got home?
He wasn't even that mad. I remember him not being that mad. Like, he should have been very mad at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What would you have done if someone...
I would have fucked someone up.
I would have been so mad.
I would have fucked anybody. I would have fought whoever did that. Well, because then again, I would have gotten the shit beat out of me for that.
That's a grave offense, too.
It was a big offense.
Yeah, that would be a big stain on the permanent record.
Yeah, man. Today it would have been in the fucking news.
Oh, it would
have been like a local news story.
Well, at least you whistle blew.
I did. I wanted to shut that shit down, dude.
Yeah, you whistle blew the candygram scandal.
I did. I said Joe wrote the candygrams.
There it is.
Locked it down. Because I was woke.
You weren't standing for it.
I didn't like it.
Were you? Were you woke at the time?
No.
You just want to see his friend get in trouble.
You just want to see him go down.
Shane was orbiting in like another level of being fucked up where he's like, that's hilarious. Now I'm going to get this guy in trouble for no other reason than my entertainment.
Yeah, true. Like I was like, oh, nice job. That was a really funny thing you did.
Watch
this. I'm going to tell on you. Now you're suspended.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. But, dude, so we were talking before you came here.
You're ripping farts.
I'm farting.
Do you have any people in your church that were just totally wild out?
Yeah.
What were they up to?
Drugs.
Really?
Well, it wasn't like I don't know. We didn't have like a church group.
No, I'm saying anyone that like you would pull up, like you would go to mass and there'd be the one person there. You're like, this fucking weirdo.
There was a family. There was like a very shitty family.
Was there?
They would always disrupt the mass. Like, just not stop. Just be loud, farting, talking. And then I think later it just became our family.
You guys took over.
I think there was several, yeah. If you farted, my dad would hit me like every mass. He would make me sit next to him. And he would hit the back of my head
if you did anything
because I couldn't stop laughing. Every mass I was ever in, it was crazy.
Yeah, we used to get separated. Me and my brothers. Cause there was a bunch of us, so we would like sit as far away from my parents as possible, play grab ass.
Yeah,
talk about like we would literally just like pat each other and like tilt our head towards someone we thought was hot and be like nodding like, dude I totally would.
Your dad must have been just furious.
He was so mad. He fart. When you fart,
farts, dude, over.
Your
it's
dad
over.
Smelling a fart in church and hitting you with a scowl is the funniest. Just like looking at three people and being like, who the fuck? Like, silence. He's so afraid of making a noise in church, but he also has to address the fart. He's looking at you guys like, you get out of here. You guys are getting fucked up. You guys fart in church. Yeah. We'd be like, what's it mean? Was it me, Dad? I didn't do it. I didn't fart, Dad. Dude, the best was if I would kneel, a fart was coming, dude. If I kneeled down, a fart was coming.
Dan, you're kneeling nonstop in church.
I know.
Nonstop.
I would kneel down. I used to do a thing where I would like
wiggle back and forth and let my nuts smack my legs. I'll do that for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Bust a fart.
Wiggling back and forth and swinging your nuts because your nuts are new. Yeah. This was a point in your life where they just dropped. So you would swing back and forth and be like, this is crazy.
I was just ping ponging them.
I would always try to sit too. If no one was looking, put your ass on the pew, get fucking hit. Which is crazy to hit your kid for that.
I never even thought about touching butt to the pew.
I would touch butt to the pew.
My mom and dad were total.
They were psychos.
They were eagle's eye against it, dude.
Well, that's because they were embarrassed because the family behind you would be like, look at this pussy. You can't even kneel. You know what I mean? The shame of having a kid that would sit.
We had a couple fat families.
Yeah.
Who were like there and the whole fat family with their butts would go to the the whole fat family would like, yeah, their butt would be on the pew.
Yeah, well, it starts with the father.
True.
If your dad is somebody who's willing to put his ass on the pew, you got a weak family.
Dude, that's...
Your family is soft.
That's fucking bullshit. You might as well leave. If you're going to put ass in the pew as a dad, you might as well leave your family.
I can't even imagine if seeing my dad do that.
My dad has like real like knee problems, dude. I don't think his ass ever hits a pew.
If I saw Phil do that...
Pregnant ladies can do it. That's it.
Yeah, true. And geezers.
Geezers, yeah. There's a lot of strong geezers who refuse.
The geezers still refuse. This is.
But yeah, if a geezer must, like an old lady, for sure.
Without a doubt, today, I have no doubt I would sit on the pew.
Oh, I've been to church recently, dude. I'm fucking butt up.
If I'm at a wedding or something.
Oh, it's drill. It's
no chance.
You talking about not kneeling at all?
I would kneel, but just sit.
You're going to put your butt on the pew?
Bro, I don't care.
Fuck, not me, dude.
It's not like I care.
But like, dude, Brittany's fucking pregnant. We were at a wedding, and she like leaned back and her butt hit the pew, and I caught myself being like, yo, chill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm a fucking psycho. She's pregnant. And I'm like, she shouldn't be kneeling like this because she literally can't. Her belly would be like smashing the thing. But dude, I still pop butt off the pew, and I'm like looking around, dude, at all
Better
times.
Not be sitting.
Like, I'm scanning.
Who's sitting?
I'm scanning, being like, what the fuck, dude?
Wow.
It pisses me off.
It ticks me off,
dude. Oh, I remember. I think I might have once slumped. And my mom was like, are you serious? There's people out here that probably, you better get your ass off that pew. She would spaz.